Hey, 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 what's going on, Podcast Nation? It's Jason Harris here. We're on the floor at NADA 2024 over at the Fuse Auto Tech booth. Guys, thanks so much for having me. I have Yaron and Alan with me. What's going on, guys? How you doing?
How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hey, you know, look, I've been a big fan of you guys' solution for some time. And, you know, when Alan told me what you guys were baking and putting together, you know, my dealer principal hat immediately turned on. And I was just like, I got to see this, right? You know, and I'm so excited to go over this with you. But I do kind of want to start, like, for you guys, what was that aha moment, right? What was the moment you're like, hey, this is the problem we're seeing. And you know what? We know we have a way to solve that. What was that for you guys?
Well, for me, it was like 9 months ago.
Okay.
I'm a startup guy, so I do technology, and I love technology and products that are simple and easy for the user.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm used to. And I step into a dealership, and I see how the general manager works. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is a fantastic problem to solve. Let's try this out. It's so broken. It's so not intuitive, not friendly. It's not helping both the customer, the customer experience, that's one side, and it's not helping the dealer. For me, the thing that stood up most was this is the car business, and I'm used to a dashboard in a car.
Yeah.
GM does not have a dashboard. He doesn't know what's going on. He has to physically go between the salespersons and just figure out what's going on.
It's a lot of start and stop, start and stop, start and stop.
Totally,
you know,
broken.
There's a lot. And you know, the funny thing is, every other vertical has kind of started to figure this out. And I love the fact that we're seeing this advancement now in our space, because that really affects the user experience when you're constantly having to start and stop between systems and processes and so on. All right. So you saw this and you're like, okay, there's a better way. Explain to me the better way.
So retail should be retail, right?
Yes.
But automotive is a little bit more complicated. So we want to solve this complexity. And the complexity that should be solved is from, yes, I want this car, slow, fast, as Alan says, very adequately. So we want to make it fast from the yes to the car keys.
Okay.
So just imagine that you're in Walmart, you did all your shopping, now you're approaching the counter, you want to pay. You want that to be fast, effective. You want it to be good for you as a buyer. You want it to be good for you as a dealer. That's what we're optimizing on the Fuse Transact platform.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome. And like, not only is that super helpful for the dealership and the amount of time that it saves because you're not having that, but just that customer experience, you know, it's like we're able to kind of build that energy and the excitement about buying a vehicle, because it's exciting to buy a vehicle, but we can keep that energy up and we can kind of keep that moving through. So let's go through kind of the product itself, because I'd love to see this, because you guys have, you kind of reinvented this. And I love the fact that you guys are calling it a point of sale, you know, because I think the one thing that our industry has started to adopt to is that no one wants a sales process anymore, right? We don't want like a 12-point sales process, you know?
Well, particularly the customer, because the customer wants to be part of the process, not have the process done to them. And so I think point of sale is our perfect analogy for the product. Everybody is used to the general retail point of sale system.
100%.
There's product, there's transparent pricing, there's a way for the employees to interface with that. It moves into the accounting system. So virtually every single retail vertical has adopted this technology.
Mm-hmm.
One, because it's super efficient, it automates the sale, and customers love it. Once you say yes, nobody wants to stand in line at the cashier, so to speak.
Yes.
What Fuse has done is built that point of sale system for the very complex car transaction.
And I love the fact that you bring up the yes moment, right? You know, because like I said, we were talking about kind of the old school 12-point, 14-point, whatever the process was. It's like we never gave the customer the opportunity. We had to go through all 12 or all 14 points. And then we gave them the opportunity to say yes. What's so cool here is that you've let the customer decide when they want to say yes, and then immediately start moving into the actual purchase process. So I love this. Okay, so show me kind of the
here's what I'm going to show you when we demonstrate the software. most dealerships are going to start a sale in the CRM. That's the source of truth for customer records and follow-up. From there, we move into the desking process, credit acceptance, compliance, onto an F&I menu, and then into a digital signing ceremony, and then finally pushing all of this into the DMS. Mm. So this is happening on one screen, and it's happening just as fast as the customer would like to go. Now, I've given this demonstration a few times here at the show, and usually what the reaction from the dealer is, I'm logging in 6 or 7 times to do this.
Oh, easily. Easily.
And we're doing it on one screen.
So that's
not only
awesome.
Is that good for the dealership employee, but this can be customer facing if a dealer chooses it to be. And so the customer is participating. That's where trust is built.
It's creating that transparency.
Yeah, exactly right.
And I mean, I remember the time when I was, you know, selling cars, you know, I'd get to, you know, this point, I had to go to one person. Then I had to stop, go to this point. All right. Then that person had to take whatever my desking information was. I'd have to tell the customer, okay, you're excited. We'll wait about 25 minutes because I need the F&I manager to load all of the manual paperwork that we just created. So then you got a big gap right there. Then they go into the F&I office and, you know, paperwork just lined up. There's 9 documents that we have to go through.
Not to mention the 42 brochures on the desk,
yes.
The trophies, the awards, etc.
Yes. Yes. You know, so I mean, you guys have, this is the best visual because you guys have connected the dots. And then finally, like, they'll sign it, but then we got to go manually load it into our DMS. There's another point of time. There's just so much starts.
So this is really the point where technology can be transformative.
Mm-hmm.
We can automate most of the sales process.
Yes.
And that's really the key, is the automation. Now, let me take you one step forward, maybe 6 months, 9 months. Currently, the FTC CARS rule is under litigation.
It's coming.
And it's a very vague rule. There's lots of problems with this bill. The NADA is defending dealers.
Yes.
You know, in a very aggressive way, but don't mistake, the FTC is not going away. We're going to have some regulation. Regulation must be automated. Compliance must be automated. We can't take a new sales employee who's been on the floor 3 months and say, study up on the FTC regulations and don't make any mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things we do inside of a point of sale system. And just as an example, I can tell you, since the day we built the software, we have archived in a database every quote, every payment, every change. So should that day come when the FTC says, I got a complaint, this person thought you quoted them one thing, sold them another thing, we have it all right here.
Yeah.
We have a timestamp, we have the customer attached to it. And so these are things that, yes, dealers have always worried about compliance, about having an ethical process, but this is now becoming an expensive thing to think about.
Yes.
We have to automate compliance. So let's do this. Let's jump into the product. Let me give you a quick run through of how it works, and you can see what a customer would see what the salespeople would see. So there's a couple of ways to enter into this piece of software, this point of sale system in the dealership. The first thing I'm going to kind of emphasize here before we jump into how it works is that because we were incubated inside of a large dealer group, we have to really define the problem that wanted to be solved. The problem that needs to be solved is the 3-hour car sale. Okay.
Yes.
So here's the typical customer journey. They may spend a dozen hours online.
Mm-hmm.
They're researching the price of the car, the price of their trade, the reliability. There's wonderful information online.
100%.
They can even use one of a dozen different digital retail tools to estimate a payment.
Yes.
Somehow or other, they get to the store. And then it's Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
I found the car I want. I see the approximate price I'm going to pay. And I'm going to wait 3 hours for you to take my money? Okay, it's very frustrating. And of course,
it almost feels like a bad joke, right?
Well, it is kind of a bad joke. I'm selling something that's $50,000 to $100,000, and I've been in business for 50 years, and I can't take money in less than 3 hours.
Right?
Doesn't feel right.
Doesn't.
And customers don't like it because what's happening now is that customers are not comparing one car dealership experience to the next.
No.
They're comparing the car dealership purchase experience to every other purchase experience.
100%.
So I spent $1,000 on clothing at Nordstrom. That was not only quick, that was delightful. I'm spending $50,000 here, and I'm in the lounge drinking bad coffee waiting for you to take my money. Doesn't feel good.
Big disconnect.
So here's how we start. I can take any lead, any customer that is in the CRM, mm-hmm. and I can import them. As long as I know part of a phone number, a last sure. name, something, I can import them. But let's say that we're in the dealership, you walked in, we've greeted you, we've done a needs analysis, selected a car, test driven a car, and we come to the question, which is about how much a month is this?
Of course.
Could I afford it? I might like to drive this home. And so we go into the dealership's inventory, and we can search in a variety of ways, but we pick out the car that you drove. And here's where the world changes.
Mm-hmm.
Typically at this point, what a dealer is going to do by necessity, when the customer asks, how much are these? They're going to say, well, I can't really quote you.
Yeah, let me get you a price.
Let me get you something here. But before I do that, could you fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Yes. I need your first name, last
before
name.
Before I tell you what my product
blood
is worth.
Type, shoe size, yeah.
Okay. So what we start with is more of a, I'll call it a price line experience.
Okay.
When you say, yes, I'd like to see some prices, within a second, I'm showing you prices on the right hand column.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. Here we go.
Almost like I'm buying a vacation on Priceline. I'm going to start to see my options before I fine tune them. So this is where trust begins to be built. Number mm-hmm. one, I'm not playing hide and seek with the prices. Number two, I am not having the dealership make an offer to the customer. I'm having Honda Financial Services or Ally Bank or one of 800 lenders that we integrate with make that offer.
Yes.
Okay, now let's fine tune that offer, because we're going to explain to the customer, I'm going to get you an accurate payment estimate
mm-hmm.
based on where you live, based on your approximate credit, based on how much of a down payment you like to do. So I'm going to enter my address. And I live in a state that doesn't have state income tax. And so we just saw the prices change.
Yes.
Once again, we're building trust, because when quotes are being done at the desk 15 feet away.
Or behind closed doors.
Or behind closed doors.
Yep.
Who knows what's happening?
No.
Here I can see, my tax rate is different. That affects the price.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go in and estimate credit. I might have really good credit. And again, some of those numbers are changing.
There you go.
So as a customer, I'm now in control. I'm participating and I'm saying, okay, now I start to see how financing works.
Yes.
I'm getting comfortable with the numbers. You look at that top payment. Read it to me, Jason. How much per month?
$654.14.
Is that a lot for a car per month?
Not these days.
And I would say the answer to that is, compared to what?
Exactly.
And I'm showing other lenders making that customer an offer. And compared to those other offers, this is the best offer.
Amazing transparency. I mean, I'm the cool thing is that payment is not being generated behind a closed door where I don't necessarily see, you know, who it is. This has got full transparency because I actually see the lender and say, okay, this is what the lender's offering me. You
based
know, not
criteria.
The dealership, but what the lender is offering.
Please.
Absolutely.
I think that if I would tell you, Jason, you want to do it by yourself, you would actually do it by yourself.
How empowering
is that?
What is
your
right?
credit score?
Yes.
Just click it. See it by yourself. You can drive this. This is intuitive. Okay? And you would see it. Actually, I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen a salesperson just...
Well, because how empowering is it? See, it's not the salesperson or the dealership creating the payment. It's now me, the customer,
exactly.
creating the payment. Like, the dealership didn't just create this payment I'm supposed to accept it. I clicked the buttons. All right. I created this payment. This is the
exactly. How many payments do you want?
Yes.
Just
if I want
click
to,
it.
I'm like, okay, let me go to the six.
Yeah,
you know
what do you think?
Let's do 72. I want to do 72.
Okay. So let's
see, that's much more in my budget.
Good. Okay. Just go on.
Just what would the down payment be, Jason?
Okay, well, let's see. I got $5,000 down. Let's put $5,000 down.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And it's going to change.
I love the countdown, by the way. Like, that is a very, very little cool little tech piece. I love that. How many times
does the customer then say to whoever they're working with, salesperson, finance person, oh, gosh, what would it be with 4,000 down? Yeah. And the typical response is, wait here.
Stop.
I'm going to march up to the sales manager. Unfortunately, on a busy Saturday, the sales manager's going, oh, come on. Again?
Exactly.
Okay, we can stop that and just say, you'd like to see how much $4,000 is? We can do that for you. And very simple. The customer goes, ah, I like see that. How this works. That's more comfortable.
Yes.
Now, once we decide that Honda loan looks good, my down payment is good, I've estimated my credit, I can start to seed protection products.
There we go.
Now, this is not the menu. This is not our real selling or persuading. But when I start to mention these early, when I start
You're planting
to
those seeds.
Plant the seed.
Yes.
And then, you know, I might even say, you know, I've included our most popular bundle. I want you to know as a consumer, before we get to the end of the sale, you can take any or all of this out. But I'm going to show you what's in this bundle.
Oh,
and we've
I
got
like that.
Wheel and key. I could show you
the
a video here if I wanted.
Terms.
And for the customer, I could say, I will include this in your payment if that's okay. And then we'll fine tune it later. So we're doing seeding early on.
I like that.
And not waiting till the end where we have to do kind of a hard sell. And
well, we're doing another sell. That's the problem. It's another transaction.
Yeah.
This is actually keeping it all in one sell, one motion.
Exactly. So let's say the customer likes what we're doing so far. Let's move ahead. I'm going to take them to a review screen and I'm going to disclose everything.
Of course.
The price, the discount, the interest rate.
This is the compliancy portion of it kicking in,
that's
yes.
Right. And this is just good business.
It is, 100%.
This is a large transaction. I'm going to tell them everything that's happening.
Absolutely.
And then we want to move on and we'll do a credit application. So I'm not jumping out of the system going to one of the popular loan origination systems like DealerTrack or Route 1.
Yes.
I have those integrated and built in.
Again, another stopping and go point, right? And, you know, I still see today, now there's some great operators out there that do have a digital format, but I still see people today filling out paper credit applications. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm aware of where I put my information.
Right.
And like, what happens with this piece of paper after I leave? It's got all of my personal information.
I don't know.
On there.
The guy took it and went in the back office.
Right?
It's like those days when you used to give your credit card to a server and they were gone for 5 minutes and you go, is there a
What's
Caribbean
going
vacation
on?
Happening tonight?
Yeah.
So here's how we start credit. First thing I'm going to tell you is that I can do this in the store or I can do it remotely. Let's take the use case of remotely. The customer was in yesterday.
Sure.
It's a large purchase. They said, I think I want to buy it, but could I sleep on it?
Of course.
We don't get them all the first time. But many times in an email or a phone call, they go, we've thought about it. Can we move ahead? Great. I'll send you the credit app.
Perfect.
Using multi-factor authentication, we send and receive a secure credit app back in to Fuse Transact.
Again, keeping the process still compliant.
But let's do it here as if we are in the store and we'll start to fill this out. So we're collecting all the normal credit application information. We have a little stop in here. Sometimes customers are either a little shy or they think that's the way to buy a car. Don't tell them about the trade until you understand the purchase of the new car. Great. If you forgot to tell us, we'll insert the trade here. We can move ahead. Insurance isn't part of credit, but we collect it in the flow because it's one of the pieces of information we need.
It eventually has to happen anyways.
Yeah. So it's right in there. And we get all the information on the vehicle. We're going to let the customer then review the credit app before we submit.
Perfect.
Once we're ready to submit, there's always a few disclosures to sign. And so we custom configure all of this for the dealership based on their credit policies, based on applicable laws. And then we have the customer sign all of these disclosures. Not only is it good business, is it the right way to treat friends and neighbors that are buying cars from us? There's some significant legalities in here as well.
Of course.
Okay. So we've signed those. Now we're ready to submit a credit application to lenders. Again, staying on one screen. What I'm going to show you next is the screen that a sales manager sees. And so we want a little stop in the process. Again, we may have a salesperson or a new finance mm-hmm. person who's been doing the desking. Now we're going to have a skilled, experienced person in the store look this over and go, okay, how's the deal put together? That looks right. That's the deal we want to do. That's the contract that I can cash. We can look at the credit application. Okay, terrific. We could look at activity. This is everything that's happened.
Perfect.
If my salesperson was messaging the desk, I'd see that in there too.
Oh, so again, very cool.
Let's not walk to the desk to send them a message.
Again.
And then we're going to go through the OFAC and red flags. As a manager, I want to check for fraud on every deal. And then I'm going to click and say, everything's good. Let's send it to Route 1 or Dealer Track and get an approval, which we did just now.
That's perfect.
We're going to continue on. And now we have a column-based menu. This can be pre-configured, or in that last step where I had a sales manager involved, the sales manager can configure this menu, or we can just save this process till the customer steps in the F&I office. Mm-hmm. And so even in a very traditional business.
But it's still the same screen, though. That's the coolest part. Like, it's like I didn't move to another system.
Right. And I didn't wait for somebody to load something, print something, mm-hmm. pull out a brochure.
That's
key. We're moving
key.
Quickly and consistently. So customer will pick one of these packages, and then we will move ahead. At this point, if there's any documents that I need to upload, maybe there's a stipulation, a proof of income, I'll upload that into the deal. And then we can start contracting. So in the time that
so
just
fast.
Happened, we prepared every contract for this deal, including the protection products.
Wow.
We can move ahead and we'll start the signing ceremony. Now, for the demonstration, I didn't put all 27 pieces of paper
totally
in there.
Totally understandable.
But again, custom configured for the dealer, their policies, and their lenders.
Yeah, you're not forcing them into a new process. This
no,
is
no,
just
we're
currently
adapting to theirs.
You're bringing their processes into place.
So let's hit next. We just sold a car. Now here's
what I love that little portion right there. I know. Oh. Look, it's the little things. I love little things. I really
By
love
the way,
that.
This
part.
Is supposed to be fun.
Well, it is. It's supposed
Somebody
to be exciting.
Like, today. This 100%. Is good.
This doesn't happen all the time.
So let me show you something here. I'm going to jump into where all the documents are. Now, normally they'd be 18 or 20 of them
of course.
Here, but I can look at, download an email, or print any document. The other thing I want to show you is in the activity log. Now, we've only been talking for a few minutes, and when did we start in the application?
10:33, there it is.
All right, when did we end?
There we are, 10:45.
Now, I'm not suggesting that most customers are going to buy a car this fast.
No.
But what I am
But it's possible. That's possible. What I think the kicker is. It's possible.
And what's practical is this system can go as fast as the customer wants to go.
Yes.
They're not waiting for us.
They're
so
in control
say,
of the throttle.
Look, I'd like to read that contract. I'd like to have you explain. Fine. If they say, look, I've bought 20 cars. I know. Sign.
Yep.
We're done.
That's awesome.
So
you guys have really put
together
something cool.
We actually have a 10-minute deal.
Yeah, you can.
A
you
real
can.
Deal.
You could.
We do
you can.
Have a 10-minute real cash deal.
There you go.
20-minute lease. Think about
well,
that for a second.
The second they say yes.
Yes.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
You know, but the customer makes, it's so empowering to the customer because when they say yes, as a business, as a dealership, I'm ready for the yes now. Like, here we go.
Yeah. And I want to point out something which I think is super important. This might look frightening. Like, is this going to change how I work? So first of all, as Alan mentioned, no.
No,
we
no,
configure
all the
system
yeah, it's
to
there.
However you work, A.
Yes.
B, it's going to make it much easier for you to hire. Whatever your turnover, your employee turnover mm-hmm. is, it's so easy to teach. It keeps everyone in line of the process, whatever process you decide on. And it's going to keep everyone doing exactly what you want. You cannot go
exactly.
left and right. It is so so important because what you're creating here.
Consistent execution
exactly.
of the process that a dealership spend tons of time in developing
exactly.
and trying to create that experience.
And then the other thing is very simple. You're going to make more money. How
nice.
Simple is that? Why? Because you're going to be more efficient. Your employees are going to be more efficient.
Yes.
You're going to figure out how the great employees work. And how they can teach the ones that are a bit less. Like, if this guy did, you're going to have dashboard for every employee. You can, you know, competition is good. It keeps everyone on their toes.
But also creates a coaching element as well.
Exactly.
You know?
So why don't you teach this guy how you did your deals 30% faster and why you did that? Where were you stuck in desking and menu or whatever? What do you do? So they can teach each other. So this changes completely the culture
100%.
Of the dealership.
100%.
That's what we're selling here. And it's easy. It's not, don't be afraid. Just go for it.
No, you guys have truly put something together. Hey, for everyone out there watching, listening, we really appreciate you guys taking the time to check this out. You know, if you're looking to really next level your experience, all right, and create a better process, a technology-driven process for your team, you need to check out Fuse Auto Tech. Thank you guys so much for your time. Have an amazing day.